Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. We've got a lot to go over today. Hey, I'm going to talk about this new thing with China and U.S., that truce on the trade war. What does it really mean to you? But today, you know what? We have a special topic with a special guest. Currently, 2.3 persons per thousand get divorced. Now, what does that mean? That's 8 million people. 50% of first marriages end in divorce, approximately 60% of second marriages, 70%+ of third marriages. In fact, the United States is the third highest divorce rate in the world, okay? If you're in a relationship, you're looking to say goodbye, get a divorce. Everybody would love to do it with the least amount of money, with the least amount of heartache, a least amount of pain. And that's why we have Melissa Murphy Pavone here. She's a certified financial planner, certified divorce financial analyst. And you know what? She's going to help you through that breakup there. So, Melissa, thank you for being here today. We appreciate you being part of the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Now, I've got to ask, you're a certified divorce financial analyst. That's a lot to say. But, you know, what got you going into the financial planning world, and why focus on divorce?
I always start with my mom, and she is my why. When she got divorced, she made a lot of decisions with her heart and not her head. And I wish that she had a CDFA to help kind of guide her through some of those financial decisions. Because the truth of the matter is, Steve, when you're going through a divorce, you're spent, right? Emotionally, physically, financially. And so you're making decisions with heightened emotions, and you're not thinking about how these decisions are going to impact your future 5, 10, 20 years down the line. And so I want to be that financial ally for people to kind of look at your divorce from a different lens and look at it for the long term and provide some education and really empowerment so you know what you're signing and why you're signing it.
That's really very, very important. Melissa, I appreciate you doing that. One of our viewers, she says, I've been thinking about getting a divorce for almost two years, okay? The relationship's not fun. It's a little verbally abusive, all that kind of stuff. I won't go into that, but she doesn't even know where to start other than to call an attorney. So yeah. What's the first thing that somebody should be being to look at if they're considering divorce or that breakup?
Yeah, so I think that's a common misconception, right? That first call should be the attorney. I'm a very firm believer in teamwork and collaborative and building your divorce team. If you think back when we get married, right, we have this team around us. We have a bridal party. We have all this support, right? You need to build that for yourself when you're thinking about divorce. And I think the first phone call should be is a mental health professional, whether that's a divorce coach or a counselor or therapist, somebody that can help talk to you through the emotional aspect of it and guide you to what some of your options may be, right? Maybe it's couples counseling, or maybe if you're beyond that part and it is an abusive relationship, what the best method of divorce is, because I think that's another common misconception that you just run to an attorney and, you know, you go to the courthouse, and that's also not true. And then after you have a coach and you have someone to help you with that emotional, because it is a roller coaster, right? And there's no direct line of, hey, I'm not really happy, and here point A, and okay, point B is I get divorced, right? There's a lot of different twists and turns, and no two people have the same kind of divorce story, despite what Facebook says. So I think it's important that you get that emotional support And then the second phone call, I would hope, would be a CDFA. And that professional is really there to help financially organize you before, again, you go to either a mediator or an attorney. And that's to get the documentation that you need, to know the numbers you need to know, and to see what this might look like in the future and really prioritize what is most important to you. And then from there, the divorce coach and the CDFA, you know, can work to find you the best fit, right? Whether that is a mediator, if it's amicable, if it's collaborative divorce, or if in fact you do have to find a litigator. And I think that's really important instead of just going straight to the attorney, but to have that kind of foundation before you get to the attorney.
I think that's important that you say that. I think that's wonderful, and understand you don't always need an attorney.
No, you don't. And, you know, depending upon what the situation is, you know, mediation is a great avenue. It's cost effective, you know, if it's amicable. And, you know, the case that you were deciding sounds like it would be great for a mediation case, right? A neutral third party kind of helping you to negotiate, you know, the splitting of assets. Not a lot of people know about collaborative divorce. It's something I'm very passionate about. And collaborative divorce, I call it like mediation on steroids or mediation plus. It's when you still want to be amicable and stay out of court, but you both require a little bit more support. And so you both hire a collaboratively trained attorney. So each spouse has their own collaboratively trained attorney. And there's one financial neutral. So instead of doing document discovery twice, like you do with an attorney, you share, you know, the financial neutral, and they help kind of create the financial affidavit and the cash flow reports. And then there is a family specialist who is a mental health professional, and they kind of help facilitate the process and usually are an expert with the co-parenting plans and parenting agreement. And so it's really structured to one, stay out of court, but be very customized to allow you to create the best divorce for your family. And that really works well if there's special needs children, or if there's addiction in the family, if there's any medical situations. Collaborative divorce is really great for those cases.
Okay, kind of go into a little bit more detail. Hey, you know, that you introduced him to somebody like that. What's the first thing that that person coming to that mental health professional should start working on getting prepared for? Should be thinking
For the mental health side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, have they exhausted all of their avenues as far as, you know, couples therapy? You know, in order, do they want to work on this marriage, or do they know it is in fact over? And that's different for a lot of people, right? Some people go skip the mental health professional and go straight to the attorney without trying to work it out. And sometimes that divorce coach or that mental health professional will say, you know, it sounds like this, you know, the underlying issue is X, right? Like, can we bring your spouse in and can we talk through this? You know, maybe it would be helpful to have a neutral third party here to kind of help explain what your frustrations are. And other times it's like, hey, I'm in an abusive relationship. I know I need out. I just don't know how to do it. And help me make that roadmap. And who are the people I need on my team? And I'm ready. I just need somebody to hold my hand through it.
So I think that's wonderful, that very first step. Why throw away something that's good because something's changed a little bit? So
exactly. Yeah, I love to hear stories like that because it really is. Sometimes you have to hear it from someone else's point of view, or, you know, it's presented in a little way differently. And I'm sure, you know, that gentleman, you know, didn't even know that his wife was suffering. And now, you know, they're able to work on their marriage and saved everybody heartache.
Hey, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Melissa Murphy Pavone.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Hey folks, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, AM/FM 247, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networkers are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can always check us out at Saving with Steve Sexton on Facebook, on the Insiders Club there. You can get guest gifts, replays. You can see all the follow-ups from everybody, including me, which is always fun. And you know what? We're talking about breaking up. We've got Melissa Murphy Pavlone. She's really highly respected as a financial expert specializing in collaborative divorce. She's a certified divorce financial analyst, and we're just really lucky to have her. And you know what? She's talking really about the first step, which is getting some mental help to find out if you really have an end to your relationship and really what you want to do. So, Melissa, one of my questions here is this. We're talking about mediation, collaboration, a collaborative divorce, which I've never even heard of. And I bet you a lot of people haven't. Many people didn't even know you can go to mediation. So, you know what? Let's talk about the mediation process itself. But before that, if somebody's looking at going into divorce and you're going to go through the mediation, what should they be doing when they're looking at their finances? Because that's your period of expertise. So let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I always try to stress, and it's not so easy these days, right? We live in a very paperless society. Back in the day, you could say, all right, just go check the mail, get your mortgage statement, get, you know, the retirement accounts. But now every day, everything is electronic. I am constantly forgetting my passwords, let alone being able to like break into my husband's accounts with the two-factor authentication. So it is a little harder these days to gather the documents. However, I always say that you need to know what your assets are, which is what you own, what your liabilities are, which is what you owe, what your income is, which is what you earn, and what your expenses are, which is what you spend. And then also, I'm a big believer in running your credit report to see what open lines of credit are there. Sometimes people forget that, you know, random Home Depot credit card when you had to replace the dishwasher was open in joint name. And you just want to kind of know a snapshot of what is available. Don't do anything. Don't close anything. Don't open anything. But you just want to kind of know what is available for a snapshot in time, just as a reference point.
Okay. So what kind of discussions are you having with, like, so for example, you're talking with them, here's your finances. What are your expense needs? What is your retirement? Are you talking about those things when somebody's getting prepared for a divorce?
Yeah, and it depends. Every client is different. Some people come to me and they have a financial advisor, such as yourself, right? And they're saying, hey, I have a financial advisor. Can we loop him in on the conversation? And that's absolutely right. Like, let's see what were projections we have, what we're saving for. And other times people come and they're the non-CFO family, you know, non-CFO spouse. And so they're like, I don't even know what an IRA is. I think we have one. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if it's a traditional or if it's a Roth, or I don't know who the accountant is. And so that takes a little bit more handholding, right? And some of that's kind of turning a blind eye. Some of it's financial abuse, and it's been kind of calculated like that. Everyone's situation is different and there's no judgment. I kind of give you the list of what we need and I hold your hand through it. Some people are like, hey, I'll upload that tomorrow. No problem. And other people are like, paralyzed. I don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so we'll start really small, right? And we'll get the tax return. We'll work backwards. You know, we'll start gathering the data. We'll start getting online usernames and passwords and trying to figure out the puzzle pieces. And through the process, I really try to educate them on what they own and empower them, because these decisions that they're making, you know, there's a pool of assets between the couple that they're going to have to split. And it's not always 50-50. Obviously, it depends what state, if it's a community property state or a separate property. But we need to find out what your priorities are. So often I have this conversation where one party really wants to keep the house. And it's a hard conversation to have. And we have to kind of like peel back the layers of the onion to say, like, do you really want this house, or are you scared to lose this interest rate because you refinanced post-COVID, uh-huh. that small window of 2.99? Or is it your kids go to this school and they only have a couple of years left and you love your neighbors and, you know, there's good community? Or is it, hey, I live really close to a train station and I commute, and that's really important to me to be able to come home and have access to my children. You know, so we kind of work together, because it's not just numbers. There's a lot of emotion that goes with money, obviously, and that goes through making these decisions. So I come to it with expertise, but also empathy, knowing that it's not cut and dry, right? There needs to be a conversation behind these statements, so that we can draw a best picture. And I often say, like, okay, tell me your best case scenario. And I just got off with a client before this call, and I said, all right, best case scenario, your spouse agrees to whatever you want. How does this look? And then I say, okay, what is the worst case scenario? And know that it's going to be somewhere in between the two, right? And it's really important to manage expectations, to know what you are entitled to and what things can be customized. And it really also depends upon the process you choose. So mediation and collaborative have a lot more leeway, right? In order to say, this works best for our family due to X, Y, and Z. And so I try to steer my clients to an amicable divorce resolution for that reason.
Okay, so that's really important to know. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about, you're doing the financial side of the divorce, but with a mediation, what should people expect from mediation?
Yeah, so a mediator can be an attorney mediator, or it could just be a mediator. And their role is to be a neutral third party to really help divide things and create this divorce decree. Sometimes people come and have no clue, like, really what they want or what they need, and it takes a lot of sessions. Other people kind of, you know, back of the envelope said, all right, you want this, I want this. Okay, it's pretty straightforward, and move forward. Sometimes it's everything is an agreement, but one item, right? There's one item or there's one sticking point that we have to kind of go over.
I think one of the things I'm just hearing right now is to get somebody who can ask questions that you don't think or know to ask that make a difference in your life. Because it just sounds like she didn't have anybody to ask those questions to say, what if this happens? This is what's going to happen to you. And if they did, they would make different choices. So that's why it's very important to have somebody like yourself there. And in that case where she probably didn't know much about it, it would have been better, you know, I can guarantee she's not sticking with the old financial advisor. She's probably looking for a new one just because of that experience. So I think that's wonderful that you're sharing that. It's just, you know, find somebody who can be your advocate to ask you questions and give you the responses, because you don't know. So,
yeah.
So folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Melissa Murphy Pavone.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to thank you all for joining us today. Again, hey, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas T-Week Network, AM/FM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, lift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. Now, with that said, I want to get right to this next portion. Again, we have Melissa Murphy Pavone. She's a certified financial planner. She's a certified divorce financial analyst, and she's been sharing some wonderful information. Now, today is the first time I've ever heard about a collaborative divorce. So in this next segment, I think it'd be important that we just kind of go through that step by step, what that means, how it works. And for all those people looking at divorce, this might be your avenue that you've been looking for. So Melissa, do us a favor, just kind of go through what it is and then kind of go through the step by steps for everybody to understand what's going on here.
Sure. I feel like 20 years ago, nobody knew what mediation was, right? And so now mediation is a very household common name. You know, they don't necessarily have to go to court. They can go to a mediator. I like to describe collaborative as mediation plus or mediation. It's just a little bit more support than just one single individual. And it's collaborative because it's a team approach. And so each individual gets a collaboratively trained attorney. So there are two attorneys for each person. And then there are usually two neutrals. One of them is being a mental health professional. They are the facilitator. They really help kind of facilitate the meetings, make sure everyone's respectful, make sure we go over the, you know, if there's children involved, the parenting plan and custody agreement. And then there's a financial neutral. And that person could be a CDFA or a CPA, and they are there for the financial, you know, discovery. And so instead of in a litigated case, each person has their own attorney, and then you each have to do discovery separately. In this case, there's one financial. So we're being really transparent, right, with our documents. We're saving time and money because it's one set of discovery, one set of cash flows, all of those things. We don't have to duplicate them. Oftentimes people think like, oh my God, there's four professionals. This is like, you know, all of their hourly rates. It's really expensive. Like, I can't afford that. And divorce is not cheap, no matter how you split it. But it is much more time efficient and cost efficient than litigation. And I think what's really important is collaborative allows you to keep control of the process while agreeing to not go to court. So at no point can we threaten like, hey, that's it, I'm done, I'm going to court. If that happens, all four of the professionals are no longer allowed to work with the couple, and if they choose to leave the collaborative practice. And I think that's really powerful because we're all there for a common mission and everybody is collaboratively trained together and we work well together. And instead of kind of like putting the boxing gloves on, the attorneys try to work behind the scenes together to get to an agreement, right? Not to rack up the hours or not to get into a fight or go be in front of a judge. But really kind of to get to the bottom of it and to get the best solution for the family. And I've seen the best cases be people that need a little bit more handholding, whether it's a big differential in age or wage, or if there's special needs children that we have to, you know, make sure that there's trusts in place, right? For, you know, for the children. Often cases with addiction, you don't want your dirty laundry aired, right? You might be having a spouse that has an addiction that you want them to seek help for. And divorce is stressful, right? So you don't want the divorce process to spiral them into, you know, perhaps relapsing. And so the collaborative divorce can help support that person through their recovery, keep everything confidential, and still be able to divorce with respect. And I think that's really important, is the respect piece of the collaborative process.
If somebody happens to be dealing with a relative that's passed away, an inheritance, that comes into play, or does it not?
So it depends if it was commingled or not. Another case that collaborative divorce is very helpful with is privately owned businesses. Oftentimes, there are privately owned businesses, and there are some blurred lines between, you know, personal expenses and business expenses. And so you might want to get divorced and might not necessarily want your spouse, you know, still to be your business partner. And so we need a valuation on that business, right? And so, but at the same time, we need to make sure that the cash flow is going to be able to support each other, because oftentimes not everybody claims exactly what they make when it comes to businesses, especially cash businesses or small family-owned businesses. So, you know, kind of looking at it from a different lens, to not just say, okay, the IRS says it's worth this, but to kind of like, let's think about how we can still value the business, but still be able to live good lives after this. And that collaborative practice is not like a win or lose situation, but like, let's figure out a really good compromise for both of us. Like, we agree we don't want to be together. We agree this is the pool of assets. This is the pool of debt, and how can we move forward? And sometimes the mediator is just not enough for that, right? If they have kind of these ancillary issues, and the four professionals that are collaboratively trained can work together to kind of think outside the box and see things from a different lens to be able to have those creative solutions that really help everybody post-divorce. And we really look at the long term, not just, okay, we're here at this table today, let's sign. What that future looks like for all parties, and especially when children are involved.
So you talked about a special needs trust. What's that?
There are trusts in place that you can protect assets for your special needs children. And so you might not necessarily want your minor or special needs child to be the direct beneficiary of something. And so there could be a trust put in place. But more so in regards to the parenting plan, right, or the custody agreement, if there is a certain amount of, you know, we have to keep a certain health insurance, right, or we want to keep a certain doctors or therapists, or if there's a routine in place already that works well for your family, or if we have to stay within the school district because of the curriculum that they have for your child. Those are things that mediation might not be equipped to handle. You might need a couple more professionals. And sometimes even within the collaborative space, we'll pull in additional professionals to come in and kind of help out. And I just love it that nobody has an ego, right? We're just like, we're here to help. Like, let's all just like get down and dirty and like, let's do this for the best way possible for the family. So the special needs families are super important and requires, you know, some extra expertise when it comes to lawyers and trusts and trustees and all of those things.
Okay. So just real quick, couple people had questions. They've got kids with substance abuse, spending issues. Are there like specialized trusts that they could use?
So I have to preface this with I'm not an attorney and I don't give legal advice. But yeah, there are some estate planning things that you can do as a couple to protect your children if that is the case. One of them, you know, usually is with if there's substance abuse, if there's gambling, if there's an unexpected divorce. There's like a couple of issues that tend to come up often and we want to protect our children from, or protect the legacy of the family. And so we always encourage post-divorce that each couple, each, you know, spouse meets with an estate planning attorney. And because you need a new will, you need a healthcare proxy, you need a power of attorney, you need all of those things. And so especially with children that you're concerned about, or special needs children, all the above, that needs to be kind of documented with the estate planning attorney. And part of that collaborative practice is to make sure that actually gets done, because I think in normal litigation, they say it, but nobody actually really follows through. So part of that collaborative team is like, hey, we're going to make this introduction. We're going to follow up with you to make sure that you do dot your I's and cross your T's, because we really do care about you and your family.
Perfect. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Melissa Murphy Pavone.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. As you know, we've been talking with Melissa Murphy Pavone. We've been talking about, you know, helping navigate this divorce process. We've talked about mediations, collaboration, and now it's the big D, divorce. So I've asked Melissa to walk through the divorce process with us. And then we've got a few questions we want to make sure our listeners do get their questions answered. So, Melissa, could you walk us through the divorce process here?
It really is not so straightforward, Steve, because it really depends what path that you take. And I think the most important, if you are only chiming in now and listening, the most important advice I would give is to know that there are options. And so the experience that you have with just a mediator versus a collaborative versus going the litigation route will all look very differently, but you have choices. And in all of those choices, you can bring in to your team other professionals to help support you. And I think that's really important. And I know we talked about this a little earlier, but the divorce coach is so important. That mental health portion, to have that support is really, really important. You don't necessarily want to call your attorney at $750 an hour and start complaining to them about something your ex said via text message, right? That's not any efficient use of time or money. They're not equipped to give you the support that you need. And they bill in 6-minute increments. So I encourage everybody to either have a divorce coach, a mental health professional, marriage and family therapist, so that they have that emotional support. And before you go to, you know, any of those avenues, whether it be mediation or collaborative or unfortunately litigation, some people have to go to get your ducks in a row and to meet with a CDFA, to really organize your documents, because it will save you so much time and money by going in prepared. And again, the premise that the more people you have, the more money it costs is actually not accurate, right? Because everybody's rate is lower than the attorney's rate. And so if you use your mental health professional or divorce coach for the empathy piece and for, you know, that emotional support, and then you use a financial who costs more, you know, than that, but less than an attorney to help organize your documents, you're still saving time. And that will be a lesser retainer, you know, for your attorney if you go that route, or even just sessions for mediation if you go that route. So the more prepared you can be emotionally and financially, and then I think just educating yourself on the options of what divorce process you want. And sometimes it's not always your choice. You know, it depends upon what the relationship is between the spouses. But I always encourage people, going the amicable route will save time and money.
I do want to interject. So I think your advice about having that mental health person there could save you a ton of money, especially if you're kind of utilizing your portion of that marriage. And
Yeah,
you have
and
to
that's
have a little bit.
normal, right? Like there's you shouldn't, and you don't want to go into a meeting and being like, okay, I'm, with my stopwatch on and not being able to communicate. But if you can use the right professionals for their expertise, it's beneficial. And sometimes, I have people and I'm very empathetic and I love to talk, but if I'm in a session and, working on the finances and they start, kind of shifting off gears, I'm going to say, all right, I want to be cognizant of your time and your money, right? Like, I don't want you to have that surprise bill. Let's try to focus on the numbers here and let's loop in so and so for that. And I'm cognizant, but not all attorneys are. So when they're So that's not the first story, that I've heard where you get that bill and you're like, what? And it's kind of like a deer in headlights. And you want to be able to like trust and respect all the professionals that are working with you. And you want your professionals to work together for you. So that's why, again, I love the collaborative practice because we can like chime in and you'd be like, you know what? Hey, the mental health professional can be like, hey, they're really having a hard time with this financial affidavit. Like we need to slow this down, or we need you to do it just one of them, not the other. Let's do it separately meetings. And that gives us some clarity, right? Because they have that innate ability to know that there's something else going on while I'm focusing on the numbers. Or they can say to the attorneys, like, hey, I don't think a four-way is good. We've had some, issues going on. Let's do separate meetings. And so that really allows everybody to make more progress by having that open communication.
So, along with these tips that you're talking about, what would be the best advice to help manage that process so you possibly keep your expenses down, but also get what you need in a shorter period of time as opposed to a longer period of time?
I mean, if mediation is viable, like a viable option, I think that mediation with an attorney mediator is a great option if you need a little bit more collaborative. But either way, whoever you choose, you want them to be amicably focused. I think, back in the day, it was let's hire the biggest, baddest shark in town, and I'm going to take them to the cleaners. And I just don't think there's a better way. Nobody wins in divorce, right? We have one pool of assets, and you want to be able to keep that amongst yourselves and not be just paying out attorneys. And that constant kind of like fighting and turmoil just increases their bill and decreases the pool of assets that you have to split. And so when people are collaboratively trained or amicably focused, they're looking to kind of change the divorce landscape. And those individuals, and there's a lot of us out there. I just get so, I get so pumped up when I get on a podcast with somebody or when I meet somebody in a networking session. They're like, oh my God, yeah, we totally work together. Let's get this couple done. Like, hey, I'll do a consult for you. I need to bring you in on this because it doesn't have to be terrible, right? Like part of this like uncoupling. Obviously there's reasons for it, but it doesn't have to be nasty, ugly, and it doesn't have to cost you a fortune. You're now, it's now going to be harder, right? I always say nobody benefits from this financially because at the end of the day, you're going to need two beds and bedspreads and two bottles of ketchup at two different houses. And all those little things add up, right? So we want to save as much money and time as possible, so they can start their next chapters. And start saving for their own retirement now because a lot of their financial planning has now shifted from two people planning for retirement with pooled assets and Social Security and retirement accounts to now just one person, right? So we oftentimes will follow through and say, hey, let's talk to your financial advisor. Like we need to like start beefing up your contributions, right? Like let's now that we're no longer paying for this process, let's focus back on you and your financial future.
So I have one question, and then I'd like to share your information for anybody who'd love your help.
Okay,
What
great.
is a quadro?
A quadro is a qualified domestic relations order. It's often misunderstood. It's often filed and rejected. It's what is needed for a 401k essentially to be split or a qualified plan, retirement plan to be split. Sometimes people just hire me with help with the quadros, and oftentimes they get rejected. And so, recent case, husband and wife. were teachers and they had pensions and they had quadros and they were both supposed to get a piece of the other person's, and one income turned on, but the others didn't. And they're like, hey, what's going on with this? And it turned out that the paperwork that they submitted 9 years ago, the lawyers who probably copy and pasted it, didn't change the participant name and the non-participant's name. And so they flip-flopped it. And so the judge rejected it. So it didn't get accepted. Nobody told them 9 years ago that it was rejected. Nobody told them, hey, you got to redo it, right? I was like, nope, fail, rejected. There was no follow-up communication.
Oh, geez.
So nine years later, they're like, hey, where's my money? And they find out through the kids, like, dad retired. He's getting his money. And mom's like, hey, where's my share? Like, that's not fair. And so they're like, all right, well, we have to, you know, you have to make me whole. Where's the money that, you know, you owe me? I'm like, you can't just write a check because you were taxed on that money, right? So there's tax implications of this. We have to actually go back to the retirement system, find out how much was owed, come back, rewrite it, showing that they're going to do kind of like a catch-up contribution until they're made whole. But paperwork matters and follow-through matters. And so oftentimes, more times than I would like to admit, things fall apart at those situations. My own mother's case, they drafted it and it was supposed to be a quadro where they used the quadro, which was qualified, but it wasn't a qualified plan. So it was supposed to just be a DRO. So they used the wrong form instead of a quadro. They used the quadro instead of a DRO. A DRO. And so it got rejected. And so years later, after her divorce, while I was learning about my CDFA and studying, I said, hey, mom, let me look at your divorce decree. And I was like, something's not right here. We need to contact an attorney. And we had to go and fix it. And so it's those little things that make a big difference and that you don't necessarily know things have gone awry and how the right professionals can really save you money and time in the long run.
That's wonderful. Melissa, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been outstanding. For those people who need your help, how do they go ahead and get a hold of you?
Yeah, my company's name is Mindful Divorce Partners. My website is just mindfuldivorcepartners.com. I'm happy to offer complimentary consultations. If I cannot help you or you would like an in-person CDFA, I'm happy to connect you with another CDFA that might be able to help you. I also have a great network of divorce coaches, mediators, attorneys across the U.S. and would love to connect you with the right people so that you have a team that you feel supported by.
That's great. And I see that there's a QR code up on the screen.
Yeah. There is.
Yes. So everybody go after the QR code, get connected with Melissa if you need her help. Melissa, again, I want to thank you so much for being here. This has been wonderful. And you know what? We've had so many questions just on this one topic. And quite frankly, you answered almost all of them. Some of them we don't want to share because they're not there. So folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back. I have one final segment. And again, thank you, Melissa, for being with us today.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything in the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. I want to, you know, if you'd like to get to the replays, you can. You go to savingwithsteve.us. If you want to listen to this segment again and again, if you're going through that or considering things, Melissa thoroughly went through the multiple options of mediation, collaboration, and divorce, what to think about, what to do, what things are, okay? And if you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. And you know what? You can follow us at Saving with Steve Sexton on Facebook. There's an Insiders Club. You can get the guest gifts, replays the whole shot. So you know what? In this last segment, you've also seen that we've been dealing with the tariff stuff. And just recently, we heard a couple weeks back where, hey, China and the U.S. are having a truce on this trade war, okay? And you know what? Let's just talk about that a little bit, okay? Talk about this craziness. And you know, and I would look at this, and it's almost like getting whiplash, you know? It just keeps going on and on. And the question I have to ask you is, how many of you do you feel, and you can go to the viewers at savingwithsteve.us and just respond, what happened settled everything, and the world is back to the good. And we're on a path to absolute economic recovery. How many of you feel that way? Okay, just think about it for a second. Do you really feel what happened made a big difference? Do you really feel like, for example, the UK, we had a trade deal with a country we hardly buy anything from? And did it make any difference? I mean, quite frankly, if you're going to buy a Rolls Royce, it's going to cost 10% more. Oh, okay, great. When you hear the word truce, does it mean the war's over? Or is it just a pause? Does it mean the chaos is over? Or to me, does it mean, again, just a pause? Does it mean the two sides have come together and made an absolute agreement? Or was it just a pause? And if you read further about this truce, it says, if everything's going well in 90 days, we might extend it for another 90 days. Folks, all that really means is just another 90 days of chaos because we're quite frankly where we were before, okay? And a truce, you know, has done is given us another 90 days of more what? Volatility. You know what? That Monday after that weekend, we had that sugar high. And then you're going to see the realism come right back into the market. You're going to see all that stuff start to settle down. Just like when we have it bumps in the roads, knee-jerk reactions, and people fly out of the market without even thinking. Well, people also flying back into the market because of the way they spun this, making it look like a tremendous positive. But at the end of the day, we're kind of really back to where we were, where we started. Now we are back to where we are since we started it. The only difference is instead of having 135% tariff or 125% tariff, it's a little bit lower. All that continues. Nothing has been put into place in that absolute. And I've been asked many, many times, hey, what are the things that need to occur for starting to turn the corner towards the better? You know, I've been thinking about that. And I said to myself, hey, what are the three things that need to happen? And I want to share them with you right now, tonight. It's going to give you a compass. And I believe all three things need to happen in unison for a potential return or having even a potential turnaround. Quite frankly, we need the Federal Reserve more dovish, meaning the Federal Reserve has to be willing to lower rates. And there's a big problem right now, okay? One, tariff data isn't even in. So when you look at their most recent report, okay, the one from April, not enough information to see what the impact of tariffs are. So inflation's down, but most people are casting aside that report to see where inflation is. And the same thing the Federal Reserve's doing, because the Federal Reserve understands that the tariffs go through, there's a potential for exponential inflation. So what do they do? And they're doing exactly what they're doing right now. They have to sit and wait and see how much actually goes into effect. How many tariffs go into effect? And what is the impact? How is it going to affect? What is the effect on other things? But at the end of the day, we need to lower interest rates. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us today right here on Saving with Steve. Melissa Murphy Pavone, she is a certified divorce analyst She was an excellent guest today. She shared a lot of information, answered a lot of your questions. And folks, I will look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for being with me here on Saving with Steve. With that, I wish you all well.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.